Chapter 3. The next few days and nights were to be a real test for me. Humiliated by my circumstances, billeted in makeshift accommodation, cheek by jowl with dubious publications, tobacco, confectionery, and tinned drinks, at night bent double in a passably but not particularly clean armchair, I had to catch up on the past 66 years without arousing unfavourable attention. Whereas others would have no doubt spent hours and days fruitlessly agonizing over scientific explanations, hunting in vain for a solution to this time travel conundrum, which was as fantastical as it was unfathomable, my trusty methodical reasoning was well placed to adapt itself to the prevailing circumstances. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, I accepted the facts of the new situation and focused on reconnaissance. Especially as, to anticipate events briefly, the changed conditions seemed to offer considerably more and better opportunities. It transpired that in the last 66 years, the number of Soviet soldiers on the territory of the German Reich had fallen substantially, particularly in the Greater Berlin area. The current figure was between 30 and 50 men. In a flash, I could see that this afforded the Wehrmacht a far better prospect of victory compared to the last estimate from my general staff of around 2.5 million enemy soldiers on the Eastern Front alone. I toyed, albeit momentarily, with the idea that I had been the victim of a plot, an abduction, in which the enemy's intelligence service had concocted an elaborate hoax, circumventing my iron will to prize from me key secrets. But the technological demands of creating an entirely new world, in which, after all, I could move about freely, that variation on reality was even more inconceivable than the one I found myself in, with the ability to grasp things with my hands and see with my eyes. No. I had to wage the struggle in this bizarre here and now. And the first step in any struggle is always reconnaissance. The reader will not find it hard to imagine that obtaining new, reliable information without the necessary infrastructure posed considerable difficulties.